Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. Hope everybody had a wonderful yontif. I hope the cheesecake went down well, Be'ezus Hashem. I'm looking forward, Be'ezus Hashem, when we could actually be all together for shiurim face-to-face in a normal fashion. Start the Pirkei Avos again. It is coming Shabbos, Perek Aleph. Shimon HaTzadik, Perek Aleph Mishkabei, Shimon HaTzadik, Hayu Mishkiori Knesset Sagdala. He was at the tail end of the Anshei Knesset Sagdala, and he was the one that represented the Messiah at that time. Hoya Omer, and it was his common teaching to state, Al Shloshet Varam Olam Omed. The world exists, stands on three things, three pillars. Al HaTorah, Avoid in this sense principally means avoidance of karbonos. Obviously, bismaneinu, Shimon HaTzadik was at the beginning of the Vayasheni, so the war karbonos. Nowadays, as the Gemara states in Brochus, in the beginning of the fourth parak, and the end of the first Dhamma, in the Shalma forms for Seinu, that nowadays the tefillos take the place of the karbonos. While Gemilas Chasod, and with Gemilas Chasod. So we'll go a little bit out of order here. While Avoido, the Rav says, is Karbonos. The Mishnah says in Tainos, Molim Amodos, if not for the participation in the Karbonos, known as Kaimu Shemaim V'Oretz, the world would not be sustained. We find, in fact, that Noach, because Noach brought the Karbonos after he came out of the Teva, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the promise, Lo Yavim Abel Oilam, he will no longer bring a flood and destroy the world. So the world stands on Karbonos, both historically and Noach's Karbon and the ongoing Karbonos, Klal Yisrael world. Agmidos Chasodim, Yuchsiv Oilam Chesed Yibon. The Rabbanu of the Pesach in Tillim pay tests that the Rabbanu Shem built the world on Chesed. You know, Midas Chasodim is all the various favors that we do to help other people. We go to a chasana, we dance, all the things we can't do now. L'nacham aveilim, to do licham aveilim properly, l'vak choylim, l'chomesim, all the things that are very difficult, all the chasodim that are difficult to do now, but these are the Midas Chasodim. And it's interesting, Chazal tell us, we think about, in Parshas Vayera, we think about stone. Stone and Amor, why were they destroyed? And Chazal tell us that they were guilty of all manner of evil, horrendous evil. But ultimately they were destroyed. What was the reason which ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to destroy them for? They were Ga'in Sovas Lechem. They were wealthy people, but they did not extend themselves at all to help the impoverished. Chesed was banned in Stein. I don't think it's so surprising. In communist Russia, Chesed was also banned. Chesed, in their philosophy, was, well, the government takes care of everything. If you're doing Chesed, it's insulting and humiliating to the government. And Stoim was some type of Spartan-type philosophy of, you know, self-reliance, and that's it. And we shouldn't do anything which detracts from self-reliance. And we know the famous Chazal, that they caught a girl doing chesed and they put her to a gruesome death. And the Chumash tells us that Lo took in the Malachim, and no sooner had he taken in the Malachim, Anshei Stein, they came, this was, they were ready to break the door down, break his bones and kill him, because he took it, was, did a capital offense of Achmosus Archim. So this is Oilam Chesed Yibona. But I want to go back to the beginning of the Mishnah, Al HaTorah. And Rav quotes a Chazal, which is in many, many places. He quotes it for the Gemara on Shabbos. Chaim Voloshin has an endless list of sources where this Chazal is found in the Midrashim and the Zohar and all types of places. If we had not accepted the Torah, there would be heavens and the earth would not have been created. And there's a pasuk in Yirmiyah, which the Chazal said, "In the breeze, yom of v'layma, chukos shemayim v'aretz lo sam." If not for the Torah, which Klal Yisrael was going to accept, the world would not have been created. Some, in fact, learn when, you know, in the first day of Shavuos, we read in the parasha by Yisyasu Misach Tisahar, that Klal Yisrael encamped at the foot of the mountain, but Sachtis also has the implication under the mountain. And Chazal tell us in the Gemara on Shabbos that if we had not accepted the Torah, the Rebbeinu Shem would have restored the world to Tohu Vavohu. And some learned that that's exactly what it means, that the Mother of Kli Yisrael, or Nivru Shemayim V'aretz, if not for the Torah, it could not be a world. So it wasn't that the Rebbeinu Shem made some special threat that he's going to destroy the world. We understood the implications of the moment. If we don't accept the Torah, the world is over, because that's what the world is about. And Rav Chaim Volozhin, it talks about not only the Nivru Ushamayim V'aretz, but the Mishnah talks Ashvar Shadorim Oilim Oimid, not only about Brias Oilim, but in an ongoing sense. And Rav Chaim Volozhin tells us in Nefesh HaChayim and Shah Dalim that, as we know, Brias Oilim is an ongoing process. It's not that the Rebbeinu Shel Oilim built it. You know, we live in houses in Key Garden Hills. They were built, you know, decades ago. The builder has long left the scene, but the house remains. But the world does not exist in such fashion. It's not that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam made the world, and then the Rebbeinu Shel Olam went off to new adventures, and that's it. Whatever happens with the world happens with it. But there's a constant input. Chadash b'chol yom tomid ma'aseh reishis. At every instant, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is renewing ma'aseh reishis. And if the Rebbeinu Shel Olam would fail to renew ma'aseh reishis, the world would just collapse on its own. It doesn't need a destructive force. It needs a renewal every moment. And Rav Chaim Volozhin tells us that's the meaning of the Chazal, that Ilmolei lo brisi yomam balai l'chukos shemayim v'aretz lo samti. And the ongoing sense of, or the constant regeneration of the world, that would not take place if there would be a moment in the history of the world that there would not be limud HaTorah. In fact, the Medrash states in Bamidbar Rabbah that the world needed a special gift of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to sustain the world from Brias Olam until the time of Kabbalah HaTorah, because in fact the Mishnah lists Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. It's like a three-legged bench, and there were only two legs. Try sitting on a three-legged bench that has only two legs. You have to be very, very careful not to crash down to the floor. The world was, as Chazal tell us, and had a very shaky existence in this period. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam had to give a special sustenance to it. So the Rav Chaim Volozhin says, if we actually fully stop learning for a moment, the world would just degenerate instantly into tohu vavohu, into nothingness. And I've always felt that, according to Rav Chaim Volozhin, some claim that Rav Chaim Volozhin says it in Nefesh HaChayim. I did not find it in Nefesh HaChayim. I assume it's a corollary of what Rav Chaim Volozhin writes. And that is, why was the world created round? Because the world is round, there are different time zones as the world rotates. So that lends itself to the fact that Talmud Torah will be an ongoing process at all times. Because in one part of the world, when they're sleeping in Eretz Yisrael, we can still be learning. When we're sleeping, they can get up to learn. So consequently, it makes it easier for the existence of the world that there are Talmud Chachamim learning Torah all over the world. There were times when there was very limited Talmud Torah, all of Klal Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael, but then you needed great Gedolim that basically learned around the clock. So if you took, you know, a few people like Rav Yoshev and Rav Chaim Kanievsky, between them, it wasn't a moment in the day or night that they weren't learning, they sustained the world. But this is the very existence of the world is dependent on Talmud Torah. And in that light, Mishnah Dalit, Yosi ben Yoezer Yishtreidom, Yosi ben Yoethron Yishol Yishalayim Kibbum Mehem. They passed the Messiah from those that came early. Yosi ben Yoezer Oimer, and Yosi ben Yoezer taught the following. He was the Nossi, and he taught the following. He raised from his Vav L'Chachom. The house should be a meeting place of the Chacham. But the Mis'aveg offer Aglayim, in fact, sit in the dust at their feet, for the Sheis of Itzomas the Rayim, and drink their words with thirst. Yossi ben Yo'ezer gave us a very practical means of advancing in Torah. How does a person make sure, in fact, that he has access to great Rabbeim? Not so easy. Great people are busy. They have great responsibilities, their own Talmud Torah, Lumay the Lame, to articulate the Torah to that Talmud, to Klal Yisrael. It's not so easy. So Yossi ben Yo'ezer said, I'll give you a very practical advice. In your city, you come to Beis Vav HaChacham. When they need a place to meet, you make the meeting room available, that you're the host. And consequently, you will have dealings with great Talmidei Chacham, because they will come to your house to deal with the matters of the tzibur, of the city, of Klal Yisrael. And inevitably, in your interactions with them, you will learn something. It's inevitable, the comment that they make, how they conduct themselves, a hanhoga. And each person that has access in this fashion will inevitably learn something. And Chazal tell us, it's so assured that the proper moshul for how we will learn, said if a person goes into the store, a spice dealer, and even if he didn't buy anything, but nevertheless, reyach atoif kolor mutzimo, that some of the fragrances of the spice house enter his clothes. They become part of him. He walks out, and you meet him later, and you know where he was. He visited the spice dealer today. A person that's with Talmidei Chacham, even if he doesn't actually directly learn, he didn't ask them a shayla, didn't hear an answer from them, which he also has access to do. As Chazal tell us, that Shimush Talmidei Chacham, the ability that we have to deal, to relate personally to Talmidei Chacham, raises our level of Torah. And one can only be truly called a Talmid Chacham if he's learned, and he's also a Shimush Talmidei Chacham, he's a personal access to Lord Talmidei Chacham. But just being around the Talmidei Chacham, inevitably he'll learn something, he'll see how they conduct themselves. I'll see what their midas are, I'll see what the Yerushalayim is, how concerned they are for a mitzvah, how concerned they are for their fellow Jews. And these will be powerful lessons to all of us as we go forward. There's a story about Rav Moshe Feinstein, and the stories are endless, because he was not only a super genius in the halacha, but he was a super, super bal midas. Super sensitive to other people's needs and willing to meet them. Rav Aaron Kotler once sent him a Talmud, because Rav Aaron Kotler wanted to give smicha, so he sent the Talmudim that he felt were worthy of getting smicha, he sent them to Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Zatzal should give them smicha. So he wrote a letter in very glowing terms about a certain Talmud of his, and he came to Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe told him, if Rav Aaron wrote about it in such glowing terms, I can give you a smicha now, I don't have to give you a shirah. But he saw that this Talmud of Rav Aaron was crestfallen. He didn't want to get a smicha like that. He wanted to get a smicha that Rav Moshe, you know, examined him in his learning. So Rav Moshe said, you know what, come, you'll be my chavusa for a few weeks. And then I'll give you smicha after that. So that way I'll be able to be made, I've tested your metal. So one day he came, and Rav Moshe saw that he did not see him up to himself. He wasn't in stride. So Rav Moshe asked him what happened. He said, I was a little late, and you know, I didn't have a chance to eat breakfast before. So Rav Moshe marched him down into Teres HaShemayim to the kitchen, and he gave him got him a breakfast, and he made sure that he ate, and then they came back to learn. A while went by, another few days, and it came late another day. This time they went out to the kitchen, and the kitchen was already locked. Couldn't get into the kitchen. So Rav Moshe took him to his house, I presume, when he lived on Henry Street. He was very, very close to the yeshiva in those years. And he brought him to his house, and he made breakfast for himself. And then he came back to yeshiva. And as Talmud said, I never came late again. After the Gobelador made breakfast for me, I couldn't let this happen a second time. that this was Rav Moshe. He saw someone had a need. So let him close the Gemara and took him to his house and made breakfast time. So how could you not learn Chesed and Avos Yisrael when you see somebody do such a thing? So Yosef ben Yehezer said, my best advice to you, you want to gain access? It's hard, there's a whole cloud Yisrael. So become the meeting place where the Chachmei Yisrael meet. You become the host. And Mameli, you'll have constant access to great Talmidei Chacham. And then he said the following, and this is something that you have to be very careful about. And that is, you should sit at their feet. You have to have the utmost respect for them. And this we have to be very careful about in life. In life, when we have great access, we can suddenly become wise and we start to become critics. Oh, they could do this better, they did this, I don't like the way they do this, which the person from distance doesn't see. A Malamed in Yerushalayim once came to Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zitzal, and they asked him, I don't understand, they have a neighbor that's a very poshut Yid, not a learned Jew at all, and he has far better children than I do. So I don't understand why how that should be. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, let me ask you the following. When your children come home and they tell you things that go on, things happen in Yerushalayim, you express your views, they're right, they're wrong, this shouldn't have been, it should have been. So your children grew up hearing critiques of the Gedolei Yerushalayim. Your next door neighbor is a Pasha Yid. When the Gedolei Yerushalayim said something, he did something, he humbled himself and he accepted it. The children asked him, he said, these are the Gedolei, we have to listen to them. And Moreira, they had a different Shiva Satur. So he's warned of Yesi ben Yezer, Yi beis cho beis vad l'chachama. And have a misavet gofer adlei, and maintain your respect. You want to sit at their feet and learn. You have a tremendous derecheretz for them. If you have access, and you have derecheretz, then you have a super opportunity. And that is about the sheis of etzomah es devayim. Listen carefully to every word that they utter. Drink it as a person who is parched with thirst drinks. It's a different way, a different relationship to water than a person that's not thirsty. But Yosher is a Chatzadik Yeroho. After he lost his wife, so he was about 85 years old at that time, in 1995, it should have been 1994, 1995. And his children were concerned. He said, they're going to go. After the Shiva ends, he's all by himself, an old man in his house. The Shiva ended. They wanted to stay. Rabbi Yosef said, nobody's staying. He made everybody leave, and they locked the door. And he sat down to learn. They say that he took out the Gemara. He watched, I guess, from outside they saw. And he started to learn with a cheshek, like a drunk that hadn't had a drink in weeks. You know, he couldn't learn regularly during the Shiva. So now that the Yeshiva was over, he took to the Gemara instantly like a person who was parched. And he gave him a cup of water to drink. And he was chesed at some of the brain. The person has chesed, he has desire. He embraces it with enthusiasm so he can absorb all of those lessons that he has access to. So Yosef ben Yehezer taught us to seize the opportunity. Don't be casual about it. If we'll be casual, we may not get there. So seize the opportunity to gain access to Talmidei Chacham, and then make sure you use it properly with the right respect and with the right sincerity and attitude and desire to learn. And Chazal tell us how significant Talmud Torah is, Mishnah Yubayz, Hilo B'Shamay, Kibbu Mehem. After Shmaya and Apollyon came, Hilo and Shammai. And Hilo Leimba, the great Hilo Torah, having the Talmud of Shal Aaron, as we know, he was the ultimate Oyev Yisrael. Right? He taught Bahaftal Reacha Tamokha. He said, the essence of the Torah is anything that you despise, don't give to someone else. So Hillel told us, the year of the Talmidim of Aaron HaKohen. Now, what was Aaron HaKohen? He was the Kohen Gadol, he was the second leader of Klal Yisrael, but he was Oyev Shalom Baroyev Shalom. That the Novi says about him, Shalom B'Mishra Holach Yitib Rabbi Meshav Yavon. He went with righteousness and peacefulness, and he Rabbi Meshav Yavon. He brought many back from sin. He brought about many Balachunas. Havim Yitomidov Shalom Aaron, Oyev Shalom B'Rayev Shalom, and Oyev Esabriyos Mekarvo Matara. What were his methodologies? It was Oyev Shalom B'Rayev Shalom. So Abbas the Rav Nosson tells us, if you observe two people that had a strained relationship, you would go over to each of them and tell them, you know, your friend, your erstwhile friend that you're upset at, and I was speaking with him, he really wants to come to apologize to you. He really feels bad that, you know, because of him, your relationship is strained. And he would go to the other one and tell him the same thing. So when two of them would meet, they would embrace like best buddies, because each one of them, they were perhaps embarrassed to go ask the next person to be mindful of them. But now that they know that the next person is ready to be mindful of them, so he brought about tremendous avas abrius. He was able, he had the ability to resolve difficult situations. And it was oyevas abrius and makarvon l'tayra. And I guess he was the first curative professional. Because there are different ways we can go about expressing our dissatisfaction with what someone did. You can go and you can admonish the person, you're doing what's improper, how you doing it, etc. And what did he do? He did exactly the opposite. If he said or saw a person did something improper, what he did, he would, he befriended him and he expressed himself in a very friendly fashion to him. And because of that, and now this person was inwardly, not outwardly embarrassed, but he was inwardly embarrassed. Oh, if this tzaddik would know what I did yesterday, he wouldn't want to talk to me. And here he comes and he embraces me in such fashion. So he wanted to be worthy of the friendship of Aaron HaKohen. So he became a Baal Tshuva. That he used the Avas Abrius, his love of others, and his ability to reach out and to touch them, that even without having to musr them, that prompted them to do tshuva. Because I said, how can I go on living my life doing some of the things that I do, and this tzaddik is my friend? It's like, I'm totally unworthy of it. I don't want to be unworthy of it. I want to be worthy of being his friend. And as Rav Shach said, as a tzaddik l'brocha, there was a time that in Klal Yisrael they used to give musr in a very harsh fashion. He says, when you give someone musr in harsh fashion, you fix the problem, this problem, and maybe for the moment. Maybe in the long run, maybe yes, maybe no, but this problem. He said, nowadays we go about things harsh pause, and it was a slabuk the Talmud of Shach. Nowadays we build up the person's self-esteem. When you build up the self-esteem, he said, you resolved all his problems and forever. When a person feels, and that was the great teaching of the author of Slabotka, of how great a person was, and that's such a powerful teaching mentioned before, that Hillel's teaching was essentially so the Medrash said, Rabbi Akiva said that Chagol b'Torahs v'haftal reyachah kamuta, and then as I said, b'tzelam alakim baroisa. If we realize the godless of others, the godless of others, that people have greatness, they have to be respected. If I realize my own greatness, what a Kodesh Baruch was endowed me with, then I will demand of myself to act on a very, very high level. So that's the Yisoy. This was Aaron HaKohen. This Oyev Esabrius by befriending them and making them feel that they could be his friend, that they wanted to be on the level that they could be his servant, that they actually were worthy of being his friend. So, in effect, he built them up. And what was the ultimate result? Is Mekarvan the Torah, which is the greatest gift that he could give a person. As we said, the world stands in Torah, for some. So if a person steps away from the Torah, then he stepped away from love. And Aaron HaKohen came and had to bring him back to Torah and raise his level in Torah. I'm befriending him, showing him a friendly attitude, showing him that he's worthy, that he has a place. And when a person feels that he has a place, when a person feels that another choshu has a place in his heart for him, that motivates him to be worthy of that. So maybe merit, in fact, that understanding of Torah should take from Shavuos. The greatness of the Rabbeinu Shalom's Torah, the greatness of the gift that he's given us, and that should motivate us to seek Torah. As Yosi ben Yoezer says, that our home should be a Beis Vav L'Chachama. We should endeavor to create access to Talmid L'Chachama. And to drink the words with desire and thirst. So if we have that attitude, then we can advance the Torah. That's the lesson that we have to take from the Chavah Shavuos. And therefore there's such an emphasis, I believe, in Perek Rishon on Torah, the role of Torah, the significance of Torah on our service of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Rabbi, so we have to curtail the end of the Shir. The Shir is finished. We have to run. It's 10 minutes to Mincha.
Yeah.
And we can have the Shir on the Zoom, but we can't actually do it virtually. We have to physically Zoom to Mincha now. We can't do a virtual Zoom to get to Mincha. So I just want to wish good evening.
Yeah,
Shkaya, thank you.